Thank you and good morning. The investigation into the death of Shane Miller, the fugitive wanted for the murder of his wife and two daughters in Shasta County in May of 2013, continues, and on Monday, Shasta County detectives released some more details. It's suspected that Miller died as a result of suicide, and a handgun with a fully loaded magazine was found near Miller's remains, which were located on the bank of the Mattole River on Friday night. Those remains were discovered about 1,500 yards from the location where Miller's truck was found during the early days in the search for Miller a year ago. The ammunition found at the scene matched ammunition found in Miller's truck, as well as that used at the murder scene in Shasta. A positive identification of the remains was made by Dr. William Farrell, a forensic dentist from Shasta County, and an autopsy has been scheduled to determine the exact cause of death. Miller had been the subject of a massive manhunt and was featured on news stories both locally and nationally, including the newest series on CNN, The Hunt with John Walsh. The State Water Resources Control Board has lifted the severe restrictions of personal water use in the town of Rio Del, but historically low water flows in the Eel River may mean those 50-gallon-per-day restrictions are put back in place in the coming weeks. Rio Del was ordered to reduce its residential water use by 50% and prohibited the use of water for any outdoor use, such as landscaping. The town remains at emergency drought level 3, and the city council will discuss the matter and any future water use issues at tonight's council meeting. City Manager Kyle Knopp said in a statement that a drought of this magnitude hasn't been seen in a generation, and he wouldn't be surprised if next month they receive new curtailment orders as conditions worsen. Residents and neighbors donated water to the city for landscaping use, and those with wells assisted neighbors, while businesses voluntarily cut back on water use. The Eel River is flowing at 45 feet per second, one of the lowest rates for this time of year since 1977. Governor Jerry Brown declared a state of emergency on Sunday night as wildfires rage across Northern California. Fire crews in the Laytonville area continue to battle the Lodge Fire that has burned 3,400 acres and is burning in areas with heavy fuel loads that are tinder dry due to drought conditions. CAL FIRE estimates the fire is 15% contained. Dozens of other fires have ignited in the past week, and along the Oregon-California border, the Gulch Fire is growing at an extremely rapid rate. That fire grew by more than 12,000 acres between Friday and Monday, and residents in the Klamath region are being affected by heavy smoke, road closures, and restricted areas. Governor Brown has mobilized the National Guard to assist CAL FIRE and local fire departments with suppression efforts, and the governor has secured a federal grant that will cover 75% of the cost of battling the Gulch Fire on the border. Residents in Mendocino County attended a public meeting in Willits on Monday to be briefed about the Lodge Fire and the steps being taken to keep that fire away from threatened structures and homes. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Natalie Arroyo will formally kick off her candidacy for the Eureka City Council with a short ceremony outside of City Hall on Wednesday at noon. Arroyo is running for the 5th District seat in an effort to fill the seat formerly held by Lance Madsen and currently held by Chet Albin, who was appointed to fill out Madsen's term when he resigned in December of last year. Arroyo is a member of the Coast Guard Reserve and works as a project leader with the Redwood Community Action Agency. Arroyo is the second challenger to announce a run for city council. Last week, Kim Burgell announced her candidacy to run against incumbent Mike Newman for the 3rd Ward seat. At this rate, Humboldt State may soon be operating its own private navy. The United States Navy has donated a remotely operated underwater vehicle, an ROV submarine, for use by HSU's Fish and Wildlife Research Unit studying oceanography and environmental sciences. The rover will be used in concert with the RV Coral Sea, HSU's ocean-going research and teaching vessel, and will also be available for outside contract work. HSU Marine Lab Director Brian Tissett said the new rover will help researchers enhance their understanding of Northern California's largely unexplored coastline. HSU already operates a rover that can go to depths of 1,000 feet. The new rover can go to depths of 3,000 feet. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.